Yeah, all's good, Mark. Cheers. Big week ahead with Premier Division and that. So, yeah, plenty to talk about.
That's it. A double weekend in the Premier Division with a full round of games tomorrow and then again on Monday. We'll get onto that in a moment, but let's start with a chat about Finn Harps and the First Division. Finn Harps, four games played, 5 points on the board, sitting mid-table-ish after a couple of tricky enough matches. A decent enough start, would you say, to the season, Keith?
Yeah, I suppose, look, when you're so early on in the season, you want to get those first couple of points on the board and, you know, wins especially, and they do have one. You know, 5 points and 12, it's a decent return, but I'm sure Kevin McHugh will be looking for more from his squad. You know, the high hopes going into this season. So, yeah, pretty much he'd just be looking for a bit more from the group. You know, a couple of tough fixtures, you know, having to go to Cove and, you know, getting a decent result down there, almost like a win, going there and getting the points. And, you know, a win against UCD at home is a very good result also. So, yeah, looking back at last week, that point against Wexford, who are a decent side as well. You know, they've shown a lot of resilience over, you know, most of the games so far. You know, if they have gone behind, they have come back, and, you know, and they've scored in all their fixtures so far as well. So plenty of positive in there, but, you know, I know Kevin, and, you know, he's very much a winner, and I know, you know, he'll be setting up a winning mentality there, and he'll be looking for more from his players this week.
Yeah, and just to touch on last week against Wexford, as you say, a slow enough start, going behind after just 8 minutes, but Harps did get back into the game after that and could have went on to win it in the end up, by all accounts. That's probably the game where there's maybe a wee bit of a tinge of disappointment not to come away with all 3 points.
Yeah, I think that as well, but, you know, when Wexford, you know, very much controlled opening exchanges in that game, and, you know, the goal the Harps conceded, you know, they will be disappointed. A ball into the box just wasn't defended properly, and, you know, it was an easy header in the end. But again, it's the reaction, I suppose. It will be a positive, and they're able to get back into the game, and maybe possibly could have went on and won it. But yeah, I suppose it's that idea. You want to be winning your home games if you have, you know, your sight set on being in that, you know, top half or in those playoff spots. You know, wins at home are very important.
For sure. So tomorrow night, another home game against a Treaty side who are bottom of the standings, just a point on the board after four games. Keith, this is a huge opportunity for 3 points.
It is, yeah. And I suppose, like, Treaty haven't had a great start. I suppose if you look at last week, getting a draw, you know, Kane Curtis scoring a couple of goals for them. So their confidence will be slightly up. If you look at their game so far, you know, they haven't been blown away by many teams. You know, Cork, I think, was a last-minute goal from Rudy Keaton in the opening game of the season. You know, Cork managed to beat them 1-0. So, you know, they are improving. As I say, they don't ship many goals. They're bottom of the league, but we're only a couple of games in, so we can't take too much of them at right now. So it will be a difficult game for Harps. And again, you'll be looking, I suppose, them making that journey up from Limerick. You'll be wanting a good start. You'll be wanting to get a good crowd in as well, and, you know, try and drum up a bit of atmosphere, and, you know, hope that the lads can, you know, I suppose, start this game a bit better and maybe hopefully take all 3 points.
Yeah, and these are the kind of games where the opponents have a long journey up to Finn Park, getting a big crowd behind the boys, and these are kind of the games that Kevin McHugh said will need to be winning, or at least looking to win, if they're to have the playoff ambitions come the end of the season.
Yeah, you have to, you know, and like I said there before, you know, that bit of a journey, and you're kind of hoping that maybe the away team is kind of still got legs on the bus a bit, and that's why starting these games, you know, like, quickly, a fast start, and, you know, trying to get as much, you know, put as much pressure on them as possible early on, get the ball on top of them and try and squeeze them as much as we can. And yeah, that's why, you know, the games where they're away team, because it's going to happen to Harps obviously so many times this season where they have to make that long journey. And, you know, starts and games are crucial, and, you know, you can't be expected to come from behind every week. And you know, that'll be no different this week.
In terms of individuals, Keith, who've been the standout performers for you so far this season from a Harps point of view?
Yeah, look, I suppose it was difficult. You know, I suppose it was very much an unknown quantity with a lot of new signings coming in. The one that actually stood out for me is actually Shawnee Bradley. You know, I wasn't, you're kind of looking at the squad and wondering where the goals are going to come from. And I say, you know, some of the new lads that he's brought in, but he's very much gone for someone who, you know, Shawnee seems to, you know, and work. I think he leaves it all out there. And, you know, having a striker who's going to press, who's going to work a couple of centre halves and fullbacks, you know, that's that's hard to get. You know, he's shown his quality as well, with a couple of goals and a couple of nice touches and assists. You know, he's a clever player as well, from what I see. You know, he can buy free kicks, he can get his team up the park. So he's very much one that stood out for me. Of course, you have, you know, your likes of Conor Turris, Tommy McNamee, that have, you know, that are solid and, you know, put in, you know, your 7 out of 10s, you know, every week at least. And then as well, Corey Sheridan as well. And goals has been, you know, although he hasn't got his clean sheet just yet, he's put in, you know, he's made big saves in games, which have kept the scoreline, you know, down. And, you know, they're almost worth a goal at times. So someone in his position, so young. So it's the young guns, really, that, you know, that have impressed me so far. But look, there's still a lot to come from the squad as well. So we'll be keeping an eye out the next few weeks.
We sure will. And we'll have live updates from that game tomorrow night with Jeremy Doherty from the 7:45 kickoff at Finn Park. Elsewhere, leaders Cork City host Longford. It is 2nd v. 4th as UCD go to Bray. Wexford play Kerry and Cove Ramblers are in the Midlands to face Athlone Town. So let's move on to the Premier Division. Keith, Derry City play Shelburne tomorrow night at the Ryan McBride Brandywell, and then they go to St Pat's on Monday evening. These double weekends can have a real impact on the league table. It's very important at this stage of the season for Derry to stay in touch with the likes of Bowes and Shamrock Rovers, and these weekends can be massive in terms of doing that.
Yeah, look, I suppose Derry very much, you know, under the microscope, you know, since the beginning. People think they haven't had a great start. You look at performance wise, you know, they've actually gone behind in every game so far. So they play 5 games so far this season. So that's not going to last in terms of, you know, if you're looking to make a title charge. You know, you're reading things and seeing things in terms of, are they actually going to make a stab at a title charge this year? It doesn't really look like it at the moment. You know, it would have been tipped for themselves, or Shamrock Rovers probably would have been the top two just in terms of who Derry have signed. But when you're looking at them at the moment, it just looks kind of rather disjointed, you know, in terms of the signs that they made. There's, you know, the likes of, you know, Darren Markey, who's come from Drogheda, hasn't really hit the ground running just yet. James Clark from Bowes hasn't really. And this is, I know, you know, as I say, you're reading stuff and seeing stuff. You know, this is all self-proclaimed from them, that they haven't really, you know, been able to get themselves going, or the standards that they set themselves. James McLean playing in the middle of the field, you know, is that a factor? Does the squad look at that and see, you know, is he the right player in there for us at the moment? And again, look, that can all lead to them, I suppose. Do they have confidence in Tiernan Lynch? Do they feel like he knows what he's doing in there? So a lot of, like, more questions than answers for Derry at the moment. And again, as you say, like, with the double weekend coming up, you have Shells now, and then away to Pats. It doesn't get any easier. Away to Pats then on Monday night. So very difficult games. You know, you want to be taking 4 points there, you know, because the teams above seem to be carrying a bit of momentum. Obviously, Bowes, the only team not to lose this year in the league so far, and Pats going well also. So yeah, very much so they would want to be getting points on the board this weekend if they are to be, you know, thinking about this. And again, look, it is early on. It's early on in the season, but still, you want to be gathering points this weekend if you're going to be making a serious title charge.
And probably eyeing up tomorrow night for those 3 points, maybe out of the four. Shelburne are the visitors. This has been a massive game over the past couple of years, with Shelburne coming to Derry and winning the title a couple of years ago. How do you see that going tomorrow night? I know it's unpredictable, but if you were to call it, how do you see it going?
It's quite difficult, I suppose. There's no real short answer with that one, unfortunately. Like Derry haven't been great at home. Derry haven't been great away. You know, Derry have gone behind, like I said, in every game so far. You know, if they're going to give, they were able to give the likes of Sligo and maybe Waterford, you know, two goal head starts, and then, you know, they come back into it and, you know, score later on to sort of, you know, take the bad look off things. Shells are a lot more of an experienced side than them. Maybe they might look at Shells and they might take them more seriously as an outfit. Maybe there's a certain amount of that in it. You know, Shells getting a point there on Monday night. They played Shamrock Rovers on Monday night. You know, and went 2 goals ahead themselves and went behind and managed to end up with a draw. So it's a difficult one to call. The way Derry are going, they'll have another difficult night. Tiernan Lynch is, you know, talking about a few injuries that they have, and then the game with going again Monday night. So they're going to find it difficult with the squad that they have. Look, I think they're just going to have to roll up their sleeves and maybe just try and get over the line with this one. I could see a draw here, very much so.
Bohemians, the, as you say, the only unbeaten team so far. You'd probably fancy them to pick up another win at home to Galway tomorrow night. They've been very impressive so far, Keith.
They have. You know, they've done really well. You know, kind of built on a decent defence there as well. We know Sam Todd, who actually left Derry and went there, picked up scored the winner last weekend down in Waterford. They have a very good squad, and they have an experienced manager in the league as well. It's going to be, you would like to think that, you know, that they're going to pick up three. But look, there's no easy games in this league. We know that everybody has to fight and scrap for everything that they get. But yeah, I've been impressed with them. With a few players as well. Dalton Devoy has been excellent. He's actually been included in the Ireland squad for the upcoming, the training squad for the upcoming qualifier. So that'll obviously give him massive confidence, and it'll give players confidence from around the league as well. A few of the Rovers guys have been in, Shamrock Rovers guys included also. So it'll give, that'll obviously give the, hopefully it's not just, you know, a case of getting lads in because, you know, they play in the League of Ireland, it's to give the League of Ireland a lift. Hopefully they are being taken seriously as candidates, but they'll do their conference no harm and their experience no harm. And I think Michael Duffy did an interview there during the week as well, that he would like to be included, you know, or thought of, or hopefully his performances will bring him into a similar bracket. So he picked up Player of the Month there as well. So he's had an excellent start to the season, but probably one of only Derry's shining lights at the moment.
Yeah, Duffy's been brilliant so far. In other games tomorrow night, Dundalk host Waterford, St Pat's are at home to Drogheda United, and Sligo Rovers welcome Shamrock Rovers to the showgrounds. What about Sligo Rovers, Keith? An important win last week against your old side, Drogheda, to get them off the mark. It was badly needed.
Yeah, it was indeed. You know, it was, I suppose, kind of opening day. They were unlucky not to get anything out of the Derry game, and then, you know, heavy defeat at home against Bowes kind of in between that as well. So, no, a big 3 points for them last week. You know, a dogged performance from them. And, you know, we're kind of keeping an eye for some of the local lads to make an appearance in there as well. Karen McHugh picking up a red early on in the season for him. So he got a week off, and still a few other lads that are waiting to come in. But, yeah, look, it's an important win for them, and sort of keeps them in touch as well.
And just finally, Keith, your own team, Letterkenny Rovers, going well, 4 points clear with a game in hand over Bonagie, heading into the final third or so of the Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division season. A lot of work to do, but a good place to be.
Yeah, look, I suppose when you're top, you know, it's sort of, you know, it's kind of reward for the work you have done. But look, there's nothing really kind of, they'll not be handing any trophies for a couple of weeks yet. Look, we still have very difficult games to go, and look, no different than going to St. Catharines at the weekend. You know, that we played them at home earlier in the season, and, you know, they're a really well-organised team, a young team, a fit team. So look, I know St. Catharines going down to the pitch down there. It's quite tight, and, you know, it's a narrow one, so it's very going to be much roll up the sleeve stuff when you go down there, and hopefully we can get something from the game. And yeah, there's still a lot to play for in that league.